This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Tonight is the first real test for the candidates seeking the Democratic presidential nomination. The Iowa caucuses got underway about 90 minutes ago. And the early results show this, with about one-third of the precincts in Iowa reporting. Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts is leading with 37% of the vote. North Carolina Senator John Edwards trails slightly with 33% of the vote. Howard Dean, the former governor of Vermont, with about 18% of the vote. And Congressman Dick Gephardt of Missouri in fourth at this point, again with one-third of the precincts reporting with about 11% of the vote. We have two of NPR's reporters standing by at candidate headquarters in Des Moines. And first we go to David Wilna at the headquarters of Senator John Kerry. David, it must be a rather jubilant mood in that space where you are right now tonight.
Hi, Melissa. Yeah, I'm at Election Night headquarters here for Kerry. Actually, it's quite subdued at this point. Kerry's two daughters are here in the ballroom where he is expected later to appear. They say that he's here with his wife, Teresa. They actually don't know quite where to find him. But I think there's a general feeling here that they should hold off on any triumphal announcements until there are more returns. But certainly there's a real mood of optimism here and high-spirited expectations.
If these results hold through the night, as the rest of the precincts report their results, this would be a sea change for Senator Kerry. What's happened in the last week or so? What's turned this campaign around?
Well, this is sort of Lazarus rising from the dead politically, insofar as Kerry's campaign, just as recently as a few weeks ago, was given for being all but lost. And he was sort of dwindling in the polls in Iowa. He was losing ground in New Hampshire. And people had, in many ways, sort of written him off for this race. And I think there are a couple of things that happened. One thing is that I think people who had decided both on Howard Dean and Dick Gephardt earlier in the race maybe had second thoughts about those candidates. There have been a lot of negative attacks on Dean that seemed to erode support for him. And I think there were also concerns about experience and just the kind of record that would be most electable against George Bush in November. And I think people started looking again at Kerry, and he also pulled a lot of his resources from New Hampshire back to Iowa and really turned on full steam. I mean, this is a man who bet his share of the House, his own House on this race. He really was determined to win, and he's used veterans, fellow veterans in Iowa as a sort of massive campaign organization, and they have been very effective in reaching out to other veterans and also a lot of older people.
As you've talked to voters around the state, David, have you gotten the sense of one issue in particular that's made a big difference, or do you think his support is pretty broad-based?
I think the main issue is experience. Kerry is a fourth-term senator with a lot of experience in Washington, but more than that, I think he's a war hero. He's somebody who has fought in Vietnam, been decorated as a hero, whose record on national defense is really unassailable, and I think that has impressed a lot of people here. The defense part is one of it, and another part of it too is. What he said about the Bush tax cuts. He is for doing away with the tax cuts that favor the most wealthy, but preserving those cuts that favor the middle class, unlike both Howard Dean and Dick Gephardt, who he's criticized by name for advocating doing away with all the tax cuts.
And very briefly, David, you were at a caucus earlier tonight. What struck you about it?
It was just the huge crowd of people who turned out for this caucus. The captain of the caucus told me that there were more than 10 times as many people who turned out for tonight's caucus as the last one, more than 200 people, and 20 turned out for the one 4 years ago. They ran out of registration forms for the people there. It was a huge crowd, and I hear that this is happening at many other caucuses around. And the other thing is the number of people who are undecided when they came. It was just impressive.
And they were predicting a possible record turnout there in Iowa tonight. Thanks, David.
And thank you, Melissa.
NPR's David Wilna at the headquarters of John Kerry in Des Moines, who seems to be leading the pack of Democratic candidates in the Iowa caucuses tonight.